You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Clodagh Rice is here with the first of the day's business. Morning, Clodagh.
Morning.
Good news on the travel front?
Yes, well, yesterday EasyJet reported a 21.5% rise in annual pre-tax profits, which they say was helped by increased passenger numbers. Profits rose to £581 million for the 12 months to the end of September. That's up from £478 million in the previous year. And locally, EasyJet has announced that their Northern Ireland operations are also on the rise. 3.3 million people travelled from Belfast airports with the airline last year. That's up 4%. And we've been hearing recently about a number of new destinations and routes from Belfast that have been added in recent weeks. Sophie Deckers is the head of EasyJet's UK operations. She told me that one new destination has been particularly successful.
Reykjavik route to Iceland has actually pretty much broken all records for new routes in terms of the speed of sales to the Belfast market compared to other new routes that we've launched across the network and even other new routes into Iceland. For some reason, it seems like in Northern Ireland catchment, we're crying out for something new, something interesting and exciting to the places to go to. So we start flying to Reykjavik on the 12th of December, but our pre-sales of that route have literally, I'm saying, sort of flown off the table. So things like that where we can see new opportunities to add something slightly different into the Northern Ireland market, which probably hasn't had before, is a really good way for us to look towards the future of what we might be able to do for Belfast.
And while at this stage Sophie couldn't comment on any future destinations that Belfast might be getting next year, she did tell me there are positive indicators of more locations to come.
One of the things that we're doing next year is we have at the moment 5 aircraft based in Belfast, and they're all A319s, which seat 156 passengers. Next year we're swapping one of those for an A320, which is our next size aircraft, which seats 180 passengers. But the benefit that that also gives us, it enables us to fly longer sectors. So hopefully that will be able to unlock some more exciting, sort of slightly longer routes from Belfast.
Well, the Office of National Statistics, Clodagh, yesterday published the inflation rate at 1.3%. What does that mean, though, for people here?
Well, yes, Karen, UK inflation rose to an annual rate of 1.3% in October. That's slightly up from 1.2% in the previous month, according to official figures. The Bank of England's target for the Consumer Price Index is 2%, but last week they've been warning the rate could dip to as low as 1% in the coming months. The Office for National Statistics says the marginal rise was because transport costs fell by less than they did a year ago. But how are consumers here in Northern Ireland going to be affected? Well, I've been speaking to Danske Bank's chief economist, Angela McGowan. She says people here are going to be pleased by the fall in the price of both fuel and food.
Those price drops are quite significant for Northern Ireland because Northern Ireland households tend to spend a higher proportion of their disposable income on those two particular areas. And one area then as well that the Office of National Statistics reported was inflation of 10.9% in housing. So I suppose, and that is in the local economy for Northern Ireland. So far we're seeing drops in food and motor fuels. We're seeing year-on-year prices in terms of the house prices. Good news for people then that own houses. And also, I suppose, it instills some confidence back again into the housing market.
So just finally for me on the markets, the FTSE is up 37 points at 67.09. The pound is worth $1.56 and €1.25, which makes a euro worth 80 pence.
A new programme has been set up to help young people in Northern Ireland increase their chances of getting a job. Clodagh Rice has the details. Morning, Clodagh.
Morning, Karen. Yes, a programme called Advance has targeted 40 young people aged between 18 and 26. And they range from having no academic qualifications to graduates who don't have the experience to find a job. So the idea was to give them 24 weeks of paid employment in a range of social enterprises throughout Northern Ireland, with the end goal of transforming these short-term posts into permanent jobs. And I'm joined this morning by Noel Christie, who is one of them. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Noel, you know, I know you yourself studied at McGee. Tell me about the process. You know, when did you start looking for a job?
I was just back from Spain after living there for a few years, last July, and I started looking for a job straight away. I've always been a very active person, so I didn't want to sit about and not have a job and go on benefits and things. So the first day I came home was when I started looking for the jobs again.
And how was, did you find it difficult in terms of applications and the process?
Yeah, extremely difficult. Inundated with application forms, filling in an application form a night, sometimes maybe two, for jobs, any jobs that I could see. I was applying for anything and everything that I could.
And what impact then did that have, obviously, on your morale? I'm sure it's not very encouraging to get these sort of, rejections, if at all, any contact from these companies.
Definitely not. No, it's very disheartening. I find that the majority of the companies just didn't even contact you. They say that you were unsuccessful, or so that in itself was a bit of a kick. But just in general, the whole sort of situation was very disheartening.
But now, this is obviously a good news story because you are in employment because of this advanced program. Tell me a bit about your experience of it so far.
Experience so far has been fantastic. I think the LECOM Advanced Programme works wonders for both employers and potential employees. It was described to me as like a 24-week job interview, which I think is a fantastic situation. It gives the employer the chance to get someone in, see them in the real working environment. It's all good. Putting down on paper that you can do these things, X, Y, Z, you have degrees or qualifications. But getting the first-hand experience in the working environment is crucial.
Well, I wish you all the very best with that new role, Noel. And I'm happy to say that out of the 40 young people involved in the scheme, 30 of them are now in permanent jobs. Off with some good news on the travel front. EasyJet is upgrading its fleet at Belfast, which could unlock new destinations and routes from next year. The airline is swapping one of their existing aircraft for a bigger one called an A320. So this type of plane can carry 180 passengers and will be able to fly longer distances, which is a positive indicator that longer haul flights may be on the horizon. It comes after the airline announced a number of new destinations recently, like Split and Bordeaux. And they say that Belfast is crying out for more routes after record-breaking pre-sales on tickets that were just released from here to Reykjavik. Royal Mail has reported a fall in half-year profits, so the company is feeling the impact of competition from new parcel delivery rivals. Pre-tax profits for the 6 months to September fell to £218 million. That's down from £233 million in the same period last year. The company said Amazon's new delivery network had affected revenues and that increased competition has posed a potential material threat to the universal service, which guarantees delivery to all of the UK. And the company is obviously been under increased public scrutiny since it was privatised back in October 2013. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.